Hey everybody, I'm Tosh Moore.
I'm Libby Palaz.
And welcome to this, the 320th episode of The Verbal Mosh. Don't forget to go to our website, theverbalmosh.com, for all our written reviews. We'll have one of Ant-Man. We saw it a long time ago, but it'll get up there.
Not a long time ago. We saw it a week ago. And I'll have a review of it.
We saw it the day it came out.
All right, a little over a week.
We saw it the day it came out, and there were all these young people there and students, and it was just terrible. So terrible.
You hate all these young people with their, these young whippersnappers, these ragamuffins and ruffians.
I like that, ruffian.
With their coordinated t-shirts.
Ah, that's the bane of my existence. Aww. Drove me mad.
It looked like they were from, you know, part of some, like, after-school program. Some camp or something.
Yeah, because after school is over.
Some, like, get it? What is it, YMCA?
That sounds so wrong.
Why?
If it was a YMCA, then Denzel Washington should have came in with them. Because he was a member of the YMCA as a kid.
So what? He's got to, like, chaperone all of these kids now?
No, but you see commercials and he'll be like, YMCA. Denzel went there. And then Denzel's like, yeah.
Yeah, because they're trying to show that, you know, you can be a star too.
But probably not. But send your kids to us. So, go to the verbal...
I mean, In simple review right now, it was good. You should definitely see it. But I'll have a full review up on our website.
Shit was better than Age of Ultron, because Age of Ultron was like, the internet is going to kill us.
Hell a lot better than Trainwreck, which I saw the other day, which was terrible.
Is it true that you were tied up and taken to the theater to see Trainwreck?
I was.
While LeBron James hit you in the face with a basketball, wet like your tears.
It was just so awkward and just... not funny and boring at times. And it was too long.
I heard someone was like that America's trying to shame, like the media trying to shame Americans. Like, this is Amy Schumer. You should like her because she's fat. Like her.
Oh, but I could have swore like the executives of the studio told her to lose weight before the film. Because I could have swore somebody posted a clip of her on that
treadmill.
Kelly Ripa, her show. Was it her and the other guy?
Oh, Michael Strahan?
Yeah.
Holy
the
shit.
The live show.
Daytime TV sucks.
Yeah. But like, I could have swore somebody posted a clip of, I didn't, like, listen to it, but, you know, about her talking about how she had to lose weight for the role or something.
They're like, you gotta slim down, fatty.
Yeah.
You're not on the moon yet, Amy Schumer. You gotta look slim next to Bill Hader, which is hard.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So...
well, she looked really little next to John Cena, who's this giant tank.
Everybody looks small next to John Cena. He's a roided-up buff guy.
Yeah.
Mm. So, theverbalmosh.com... I'll have a written review for Ant-Man, because he's an Ant-Man, and Paul Rudd was fantastic. I wonder whatever he's taking, because he went from like being like chubby and lovable in, what was it, Clueless?
He wasn't that chubby.
He was kind of chubby.
He was kind of chubby.
Oh, okay, he wasn't Chris Pratt, where he was all fat and shit.
Yeah,
and he was like, look how funny I am, but all sweet.
Yeah.
He's Chris Pratt before Chris Pratt. He's still lovable after all these years. And much more successful, I think.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd greater than Chris Pratt. More like Chris Fat. Am I right, folks? Anyway. fuck him. Anyway, also, you'll have a written review for my pick of the week. It's Prez, number 2 from DC Comics, which was the best thing I read this week. Because Secret Wars is happening, it's a secret that they don't want you to know that all their books suck these days from Marvel. So, keep that between you and me. Shh. Secret.
I know. It's definitely, Prez is definitely one of the best books being put out there right now.
And it's not a superhero book. Oh shit, who'd have thought it? Because comics now is just like, remember that story you saw in the 70s? Well, we're redoing it. But since the audience are the same motherfuckers who were standing around in the 70s reading these books, it's a rehash.
Well, that's just like a trend nowadays, even with movies too. Everybody loves doing reboots. And, you know.
RoboCop was good, but it didn't need a reboot. They could have just been like, we're showing RoboCop again in theaters, motherfuckers. What else did they redo?
No, I doubt like young kids these days would want to see it.
That movie still holds up well. I don't give a damn.
I know. I think it holds up well too, but I doubt like, you know, teenagers these days would want to see it.
I think they would.
That's why they had to reboot it.
I think they would.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll have my written review for Prez number 2 on the website, theverbalmosh.com. You can also find us on social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/theverbalmosh. At theverbalmosh is our handle on Twitter. You can also leave us an email at theverbalmosh@gmail.com. Don't forget that we are proud sponsors of the Comic Book Podcast Network. Well, are we sponsors of the comic?
No, we're what not the sponsors. Fuck? We are proud members of the Comics Podcast Network.
Are they sponsors? I got that. I got something right, at least.
And be sure to send us all your comments, if you want to send us comments, questions.
Well, I already said that.
Yeah.
I already said that.
Our email.
Yep. I already said the email.
And then,
but if you're lazy as shit, you can go to theverbalmosh.com and click on links and look in the fucking links. They'll be there. Yep.
We got multiple links too, because there are links on the side of our website, and then there's a tab at the top where that says links that you could click on, which has the same links. More not links to click on.
Links to clink. Not the link from Zelda. That's what people are thinking about.
Yeah.
Because our website takes place before Link to the Past.
I should draw a little parody of Zelda and put it up in our link section.
Oh, fuck. I like that. What's the, what's Link backwards?
Knill?
Whatever. Because, like, fucking, you were like, look, it's Nantab. I was like, that's just Batman backwards. He's wearing brown.
Why is
his ear so long?
No, because you know what I should do? Because I saw some other artists do this, but with dogs, right?
He drew dogs backwards?
No. He drew superheroes as dogs. You know, the dogs just went in superhero costumes. I should do that, but with cats.
Crypto, you mean?
But a cat in a little
costume,
Link costume.
You know what I saw the other day that made me laugh out loud?
What?
When we did episode 50 at the Fortress of Solitude before they moved from that location,
yeah.
The poster you did for that, where like Superman's like cleaning and Supergirl's there, and they're like, "Hey, episode 50 is gonna be here at the Fortress of Solitude," and like Supergirl and Superman are both laughing, but for whatever reason, Crypto's also laughing. I want to get that blown up and like put on as a poster, because they're like, "Hey, that's good shit." Anyway, what are we gonna talk about? Oh, yeah, comics and news and
anything
shit.
Anything in the news you want to talk about?
Yeah, fat-ass Michael Chiklis will be bringing his bald head to season 2 of Gotham as a series regular.
Who's he? Who does he play?
I don't know.
They didn't say?
No. Oh, no, I didn't care. I was like, well, there's that. I think we talked about the Batman vs. Superman trailer that we saw from Comic-Con.
You know, when we went to the movies, I was able to see the Supergirl trailer, which I hadn't watched.
We saw it together!
Yeah, when we went to the movies, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you
saw
Ant-Man. You snuck in and was like, oh, they're gonna show the Supergirl trailer. What'd you think?
I didn't care for it at all.
Well, at least the girl they got kind of looks like she could be Supergirl.
Yeah, she does, but I don't know. With the writing, it doesn't seem like...
They say it's geared toward moms and daughters. I'm like, oh, shit.
You can never tell, though, sometimes with previews. Like, I originally thought The Flash was going to suck so hard.
Oh, yeah, you were like, oh, Flash, we hate you. And we thought iZombie would be good.
I know.
Remember?
Oh, boy. You can't always judge a book by its cover. You got to wait till it actually comes out.
Or a show by its trailer.
Yeah.
Batman vs. Superman trailer, because that was released from Comic-Con.
That was just hilarious with me thinking, like, hey, that old guy looks a lot like Ben Affleck.
Well, yeah, oh, fuck. Fuck that. That's like when you saw a train wreck. You're like, that buff guy looks like John Cena. Like, fucking it is John Cena. That's why I told you can't be a cop.
I know.
He looks like Snake.
Like
robbing that liquor store.
Parks and Rec. That kind of looks like Lucy Lawless. But that ain't Lucy Lawless. And you're like, yes, that's Lucy Lawless.
No, don't sugarcoat that shit. That's not what happened. I was like, oh, hey, Lucy Lawless. And you were like, Lucy Lawless? That's not Lucy Lawless. Shut up, you freak. That's what you told me to shut my ass up, because that ain't Lucy Lawless. Then you see Xena.
How could I not pick it up? I was rewatching Xena at that same time.
Whoa. In your defense, Xena did put on a little bit of weight. It wasn't like she was
still... she changed her hair color.
Yeah, she wasn't running around throwing a chakram at Ron Swanson.
Oh, but she's still real pretty, too.
I'm not disagreeing that, but I'm just saying, she didn't burst in the room while Ron was talking to Leslie and go, whatever the fuck the noise that she made, and threw the shock on it. There you go. She didn't kill Tom because he was ethnic. Oh, God, I've killed this ethnic little woman or dwarf.
Go about killing ethnic people in Xena? What are you talking about?
She had
a lot of ethnic lovers, too, if you don't remember. She got it on with a lot of brothers.
She's like, I'm going to make love to this small woman or man or whatever you are. Dwarf, come here, Tom. Help me, Leslie. Oh, okay. So, Jesse Eisenberg in that horrible-ass wig. I was like, oh, boy. Are they going to go the Superman Earth 1 route where Lex will be like, I'm Lex, and this is my wife, Lex. And we're together, we are Lex squared. And I'm like, fuck you.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I hope not.
Yeah.
But with Zack Snyder's like track reference, oh, shit, this is going to be bad.
It didn't seem like they didn't like show any woman beside him or, you know, working along.
Oh, hey, Holly Hunt was in this. Yeah, she was the senator that was like, you did this, Superman. Now we want reparations or whatever the fuck. I hope Superman has umbrella insurance to pay for this. I guess not. I don't know.
He doesn't make much money working at the Daily Planet.
Well, they don't know Superman has a part-time. I'm at full-time. Whatever the fuck he's doing. But yes, theverbalmosh.com is our official website. And other than Superman, Batman trailer, Suicide Squad, I was like, Will Smith, oh
I
God.
still haven't seen that one.
Will Smith, because Will Smith is like, look, it's Will Smith in a movie. He's playing Will Smith in Will Smith. And he's like, fuck. Even fucking Fresh Prince, everyone's like, I love the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It was just what Will was like, I came from Philadelphia.
It
Ha-cha!
wasn't just about Will Smith. It was also about Carlton and his dance.
Yeah, to be shunted into the background of season two. Yeah, here, that ain't Will Smith. Look at his hat that he wears. Look at him. I've always thought Will Smith was the drizzling shits. And I always thought Jada
Even in
Pinkett.
Men in Black?
Oh, for fuck's sake, you know if it was just him in that movie, no one would have gone and seen it. Tommy Lee Jones had to carry his ass along.
What about all those other movies? What else?
Wild
Independence
Wild.
Day? Wild Wild
Fucking.
West?
No! Independence Day was only cool because they blew up the White House and then Bill Pullman was the fucking president. That was the cool thing about that. Jeff Goldblum was in that movie. And Wild Wild West, that movie made no fucking money at the box office.
I Am Legend.
Movie was terrible too.
iRobot.
The dog had more goddamn charisma. The dog that was eating the vegetables. Oh, look at that dog eating the vegetables. Good for you, dog.
Oh yeah,
That dog.
the robot was real good too, and iRobot. That robot.
He's just like, look at me, I'm black guy with attitude, and I'm a cop, or. Yo, he did a lot of. He's either a cop or like special forces. He's a special forces cop in most of his movies.
Fighting alongside of Justice.
With the cops.
Yeah.
So I can't stand Will Smith. So anyway, what else? Oh, they're gonna change the Flash's costume I saw for season two.
To what? What are they gonna change it to?
I don't know. It's gonna be a little more darker color, I guess. I don't
Oh,
know.
that's all it's doing?
Yeah, I mean it's an update to the costume. It's not
Oh, like
complete,
it's not
but
gonna be like, Daredevil's he's getting armor or something.
no, it's not that. But there will be
His
a slight
costume's suddenly turning
alteration.
yellow.
Oh no. Or red and yellow. What is he, a fucking hot dog with mustard and ketchup on him? No.
It's a plot twist, see? Turns out he's Eobard Thawne.
Oh. I don't know if there's any change. If I don't even know if I. Yeah, was I zombie approved for a second
I
season?
could have sworn you told me that it
Yeah,
was,
yeah.
and we found out that, like, Constantine got the axe.
Yes, and they were shopping that around to so many different networks. I think. I'm trying to remember. Oh, no, it was Hannibal that Netflix was looking to pick up the show for the fourth season. But I think Amazon had first right options, and they were like, we're going to pass on it, so we're going to have to force Netflix so they don't get it. We're going to make them pass on it. So, that's it for Hannibal.
I don't mind, because I told you I didn't really care for the direction it was heading in.
Well, the showrunner, whoever, I forget who it was, he ended up bolting to go do something else. So,
So the quality went down.
the story, the focus of the story, you're just like, this is bullshit. Not excited for any X-Files reboot. I can tell you that. I was never a fan of X-Files as a kid.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that either.
I think I saw it and I was like, ooh, look, X-Files. Time to change the channel. All right, so that's about all I can remember for the news right now. That's all I got. Only thing I can also tell you about what's really awesome is go look at John Romita Jr.'s Batman. He's smiling so much. I love it. All right, let's talk about the comics this week. We're gonna start off with Silver Surfer number 13, which ties into Secret Wars because Surfer and Dawn are flying all over the galaxy and meeting all the people they met before, dropping in, as they would put it.
This was such, like, I really did not care for this issue because it seemed like such a weirdly normal issue. Like, they were doing such a white couple thing, dropping in on family and
The
friends.
Silver Surfer lives in Brooklyn now. Oh, how can he afford that rent?
Catching up with people, looking at their children, giving
Getting
them
ice
ice
cream.
cream.
Yeah.
It was like so normal and weird,
Pedestrian, eh?
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, they were like, hey, look, it's the end of the universe.
At the end of
Fucking
it,
Secret
they're like,
Wars.
it's doom.
He's Eternity now, because he's like, yup, it's me, Doom, and I'm holding the world together, baby. With my face. I think. Or what? My mask.
No, they were on top of what the universe world builder or something like that. What
The
is
Shaper
that?
of Worlds.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Because
That guy is huge.
Future Dawn was like, go that way to present Dawn.
It's because like the Never Queen was fading away, so all possibilities and all futures disappeared, and so And that was affecting the present time, and instead they had to go to the past, which made me like kind of groan in my head because it felt like this was going to be another time loop where they had to they were going to be stuck trying to fix something again.
They did. They went to that time ripping the fabric, and they were like, "Whoo! Good thing we got through here." Ah, well. And they're like, "Come on, Silver Surfer, you got the power cosmic. Let's make the world over again, baby."
Silver Surfer started out as a strong book, but I'm not too sure about it right now.
So there's a reboot. You're not worried about it. You're like,
Yeah.
"Eh." But the artwork is fantastic.
The artwork is fantastic.
Story just isn't compelling anymore.
Yeah. Who
Oh.
knows where it'll go? Maybe it'll turn around. Maybe they'll, have something interesting planned for the next issue or two.
They won't have any editorial mandate to be like, this ties into this, and you have to do this. Blow us. Because Tom Brevoort's going to beat you with his hat if you don't do it. I'm surprised he's still at Marvel. Anyway, Invincible number 121. This just had the Guardians of the Globe trying to fight Robot, and then
They're
they're just
trying to
like,
escape out of his prison
well,
first, yeah.
they do escape, and then they're just like, hey, you know what? Maybe he was right, taking over the world.
Well, yeah, because a lot of them see that, the world's actually quite peaceful and crime rates are down and everybody's kind of getting along. The economy is boosting. So, like, half of
They
them
must have brought back Ronald Reagan.
decide that they're just gonna, keep working with Robot and go back to him. Crazy.
Blincible
The crazy.
was in
Oh my
this.
God. Blincival was crazy. Because,
When
like, he's
did he
finally.
become Two-Face?
Because he realizes that, his crazy self deserves that punishment of getting his face burned off after all the nonsense that he went through. Didn't he kill someone? He killed someone, didn't he?
Oh, him and his girlfriend killed his parents. 'Cause first, remember he killed his brother, and then they were like,
That's why
"Where's your brother?"
he was saying he deserved what happened to his face because Robot is talking to him like, "Oh, we can fix your face. It's not your fault. Don't worry about it." He's like, "No, this isn't about this. This is something else. It's pertaining to probably all his nonsense from his past."
Yeah, what's up with Blensville's girlfriend and his nude paintings of Eve? So that's it. The good guys have pretty much given up. Even the immortal was like, I don't know what to
Everybody's given
do.
up. I mean, like, nobody really cares. Mark's too busy trying to be a parent.
Well, yeah, and Eve's trying to make life go with that missing leg and get
Yeah.
it on
Yeah, that seems to be her main focus, getting it on with.
with my missing leg. But yeah, the good guys are basically like, oh, we should just give up. Makes good strategy.
It doesn't really make for a compelling story because there's no conflict.
Okay. All New Hawkeye number 4 before this book is canceled and rebooted. I enjoyed this issue yet again for the flashbacks. The part where the two Hawkeyes and the mutant children are running from Hydra.
Yeah.
Then I was like, whatever.
Yeah. But you like the backstory.
Backstory with Hawkeye and his brother working for the circus.
Yeah, because you see that they have to steal people's money in
They're
order to
grifting.
survive.
Oh, I just imagine like Grandpa Simpson showing up at some point and like Hawkeye's brother Barney dropping. I think of Barney Stinson every time I hear that name. Like he has like the cushions with the frosting on it.
Yeah.
He's like, "My cake." You'll have to work this off in the acid mine, Hawkeye.
And little Hawkeye is like, "I have my bow and arrow. I can help out. I can earn
Oh wait, and
money."
don't forget his dog. Arf.
And everybody's like, "We don't care about your honest work."
Start stealing.
Yeah.
Stealing toward freedom.
Exactly. That's exactly what he said. They were just like, "Yeah, we don't care about that." He's like, "But I can be in the show." And they're like, "Who said you could do that?"
Keep stealing. You and your brother keep stealing.
But it seems like something terrible is going to happen to his brother because at the end they part ways because his brother's going to go on some other grifting adventure, and it looks like he's all sad and alone with his dog at the end. It looks like something terrible is going to happen to Barney.
It'll be fine if How I Met Your Mother has taught me anything. One. Two, Jeff Lemire, that's one of the things I want to talk about. Jeff Lemire is launching an X-Men book after Secret War. It's called Extraordinary X-Men. I was like, I'm gonna buy that. Because it's Jeff Lemire. If it was anybody, it was like,
We tend to like a lot of stuff that he does.
if it was like, yeah, he'll bring Wolverine back because they're both Canadian. He'll be like, Wolverine plays hockey now. Oh. Uh-oh. Because he essentially wrote Wolverine in the form of Jeopard in Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's all Jeopard should have said at the end of the story. Bub. And, like, kicked down the guys in Alaska.
Yeah.
He's got to pretty much atone for the bullshit that was Trillium.
Oh, he can have like one flop in a lot of his successes.
I guess. I like the artwork in All New Hawkeye by Ramon Perez.
Yeah.
The coloring is fantastic, too. Which Marvel, I give them the credit because they were the first company to start putting their colorist. the colors' names on the front of the book. Okay, so
Not
we.
too shabby.
No, Hawkeye wasn't bad. Invincible was eh. Prez was fantastic.
Silver
Silver
Surfer
Surfer
was,
was, for the first time in its entire 13 issues, mediocre. Yeah, I imagine a Morton Joe spraying the Silver Surfer with spray painting.
Mediocre.
Robin, Son of Batman, number two.
Was terrible.
Oh boy, the artwork looked good. Well, okay, you know what? The cover looked cool.
Yeah.
The story, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Exactly. I was so confused at times too because I didn't realize that the flashbacks were happening. Sometimes I
Ew,
missed it, so
could you
I was
label the
like,
flashbacks, Patrick Gleason? Jeez.
so I missed it, and for a second I was like, wait a second. He cut off the head, and now he's putting it back. Wait, wait, wait. Now he's cutting it off again. Wait, I'm so confused.
Because when Damien was with the League of Shadows, they were like, you gotta steal this head.
He's trying to atone for his past mistakes, yeah, where he had, Well, he didn't intend to steal the head at first. He cut it off because he was stealing. He took the sword. He thought that was the treasure. And the guardian who guards the treasure with his giant stone statue, he cut off the head so that he could get away. And so now that he's trying to atone for his past, he went to go put the head back on, but then it started attacking him. And to, take care of that.
And he's still with that big flying dog thing. Is that the thing from Neverending Story that he's flying around with?
It seems like, but yeah, that thing is kind of ridiculous. And then, like, nobody, the new nobody is there too.
Oh, the new bo nobody. And he's like, yup. You
Nobody.
need. Well, he knew she was a woman. I don't know. He notices women
Because
straight
he
off.
knows that was the daughter of nobody. Because they're clearly talking to each other, and she knows that that's Damien. She,
It's like, I'm going to tell the Justice League. I'm going to tell Batman you once killed people. I'm like, the Batman fucking knows he kills people.
Yeah.
Or he killed people. He was just dead. Now he's back. Cut the kid some slack. Jesus Christ. New body. I almost called her Newman. So then the robot comes. The giant statue that was protecting the people in the village gets his head back and comes back to
Yeah, well,
life.
it's like it's and it's the weirdest statue too because it's just like I need bricks, bricks, bricks.
I thought the whole time I was reading it, I thought he was gonna say he's got a shit of brick, and I was like, oh.
But it was basically once Damien was able to put a stop to all the like hoodlums that were running around that
The
city.
cartel, yeah.
Yeah, that's when the statue calmed down. It was like you did good. Me stop attacking. No bricks.
Well, no bricks for you.
Yeah, and Damien's like, all right, I don't have that sword, but one day if I can find it, I'll return it too.
He's like, oh yeah, the robot's like,
And
I don't really need it. That's
yeah.
not the real treasure. The treasure's buried deep inside of us. Because there's a secret garden, Damien, inside all of us.
I could have sworn he meant deep inside that cave where the sword was located, not inside every single person.
You sure?
It wasn't metaphorically speaking. I don't
Oh!
think so. That's why Damien, he was kind of like,
Goodbye,
oh,
Damien.
really? It seemed like he wanted to go back and check it out, see what else was there.
Oh, goodbye, Damien. I just wanted to let you know. No, there's not a secret garden inside all of us. Damn it. I'll be here when I need you.
And it didn't make sense at the end too because like he was gonna go back and check out in the cave and then nobody was just like,
No, she's nobody.
yeah, what are you talking about? What you're gonna do? This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna team up.
Patrick Gleason was like, I got this great idea. There'll be two opposing forces and they'll become friends. And he was like, man, fuck the execution. Grant Morrison can do it. I can do it. I'm still drawing back to that whole Batman and Robin fiasco where the pages were still split. The
Yeah.
dialogue balloons were all screwed up.
Yeah.
Where Batman's like, it's me, Batwoman. And Batwoman's like, I'm the new Batman. I like, sounds sexy. All right, I don't know. It felt like this issue was a little rushed.
Yeah.
The story is bad, very bad. The art looked like it's not Patrick Gleason. I don't know. Maybe he's
It's not his
experimenting
best, yeah.
with the new style because he's just like, look at all these ink blocks all over the place and
It
blah.
could be, him working with that style just because the fact that he has to tackle the writing along with the artwork. He's trying to do a more efficient style, like, less detailed or something like that. Less crisp.
But that's what he was best at.
Yeah.
Maybe he feels he can just wing it and get paid. Because if he don't, the sales on this fucking book will circulate, drop. Because I'm dropping it already. Just like Hellblazer. Oof, I had high hopes. I was like, maybe they'll bring the real John Constantine back. Oh no, they didn't. Oh well. All right, so that's it for this week's episode. Short and sweet. We'll be back next week with episode 221, 321. Damn,
Yes.
we're above
Oh,
that.
we're time traveling in a time loop now.
Episode -1 will be next week. So don't forget to go to theverbalmosh.com and check out the links for everything there and read our written review for Ant-Man that's coming up. and as well for Prez number two. You can always drop us a line at theverbalmosh@gmail.com. Check out the site, check out past episodes, interviews, and that's where we will be this week. So we'll be back soon. Hope you guys enjoy.